I want to remind you first that we have an opportunity tomorrow. We'll have Mass at 9:30 at Our Lady of Lourdes Shrine, and you're welcome there, of course, and it'll be outdoors because it doesn't look like we're going to have any rain, and we have a great opportunity there to visit the shrine. If you haven't been there for a while, well, they have breakfast available after Mass if you wish, and they'll also have lunch there, so great opportunity to come. Also, after Mass this evening, you can sign up to volunteer for Oktoberfest, which is coming up very soon. And we want to remind you that all of you are on the weather committee for the Oktoberfest so that we can pray for good and good weather for the success of the Oktoberfest. There was a fellow who was in the mountains, and he fell off a cliff. And he's hanging on to a branch that sticks out from the cliff, kind of like Sergeant Snorkel in the Beetle Bailey cartoons. And he calls out, "Is there anyone up there? Is there anyone up there?" And finally, a great deep voice, "I am here. I am your loving father. Trust me and let go." The fellow says, "Is there anyone else up there?" And the point is that there isn't anyone else up there. We often hear of the patience of Job. But if you read the entire book, you realize that Job becomes impatient. He asks God, why is God allowing him to suffer this way? Because he hasn't done anything wrong. And we see the beginning of the answer in today's first reading. God reveals himself to Job and says, "Job, who are you? Where were you when I created the sea and set boundaries to it and so forth? Who are you when I created the world and so forth?" And we see, as we go beyond that, which we have today, Job says, I've troubled myself with things too much for me. I repent in dust and ashes. In other words, God has reminded Job that God is God and Job is not. And God has reasons and plans that often we can't see or understand. We need to trust because God loves Job and he loves us and each of us. And if we hold fast, God will provide for us in his way. It may not always be our way, but he will provide for us. And I've often shared this, that when I was a kid, I used to pray that my parents would get back together. And that never happened. And looking back, I realized that it was a good thing, because if my parents had gotten back together, I probably would not have gone to Catholic school. And Catholic school certainly helped me to develop my vocation, because I would probably not be here if my prayer had been answered. God answered the prayer, but in a different way and in a better way. We may not know why God answers in this way or not. We may not know even for many years, or perhaps we won't know until eternity. But God loves us. And as God speaks to Job out of the storm, Jesus speaks to his disciples in a storm. The Sea of Galilee is a shallow lake, like Lake Erie. And it doesn't take much for the wind to rile it up a lot. And Jesus is probably tired from preaching and teaching and healing. And so he trusts these fishermen to take him across the sea. He doesn't know, Jesus isn't a sailor. These men are sailors. And so Jesus falls asleep. And when the storm hits, they wake Jesus up because they're fearful. And Jesus stills the sea and says, "Why are you afraid? Don't you believe yet?" They are now beginning to see a little more who Jesus is. And Paul knows who Jesus is. He met Jesus on the road to Damascus. And he knows that Jesus has been raised up and that Jesus still cares for his church. And he reminds the Corinthians and us that we have died in and through Christ in our baptism. And so we are to live a different way. Our lives are new. We can't live as the people of our world live. The people of our world basically see that there's nothing else beyond this world. Many people in our world see that there's nothing else beyond them. And we are called to understand that there is something else, and there is someone else beyond this world. We have died with Christ, and we are called to live with Christ. We are called to bear witness to God and what he does for us in our daily lives. There is only one person that we really can count on, and that is God. He calls us to let go and to allow him to provide for us. We need to understand more and more that God loves us and loves each of us. And we have become a new creation in him, and we are not to be fearful. We are to live here in this world, in Christ, and we are to take our daily responsibilities on ourselves, acting with love and with mercy, even toward those who are not loving or merciful. We are to bear witness to the one who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are to bear witness to Jesus, whom even the wind and the sea obey.